Good afternoon from Top Third Act Marketing. This is Chris Robinson and from Mark Gold with tonight's closing grain comments for Thursday, February 7th, 2019. Down day, a sea of red in the grain. We had a down day, especially in the lean hog market. We'll start with the grains. It looks like some pre-positioning prior to the USDA report tomorrow, which comes out at 11. It is going to be a two-for-one report. We're going to get the January report as well as the February report. This obviously was due to the government shutdown we had, so we're going to get a very large data dump tomorrow, and we will see if that can break us out of this trading range we've been in for corn and beans. March corn finished down 3.5 cents at 376.5. December corn finished down 2.75 cents at $4.25. December corn at least held that psychological level at $4. Wheat was the loss leader early. Finished the day down 12.75 cents at 513.25 for March Chicago wheat. Wheat really kind of fell out of bed. It was the lowest commodity early in the morning, while corn and beans were holding in. Did not finish the day well, and we will see. Again, it could just be pre-report spreading, where people will buy one commodity and sell another. Typically, they buy corn or beans and sell wheat against it. March beans finished the day down 8.5 cents at 9.13.25. November new crop beans, 9.55.75. That's down 7.5 cents. Disappointing action in the beans. However, if you look at the bigger picture, beans are still about a dollar off their contract line lows, which were posted right around harvest time in September. So overall, things could be worse in the beans. All eyes will be on their screens tomorrow at 11 o'clock when the USDA releases its data dump. I would imagine the first minute or two or three of trade will be quite volatile, quite whippy. Typically, that trade is dominated by computer algorithms, which look for specific numbers and specific words in the release, and then buy or sell really at the speed of light. So if you don't have to be involved during that first 2 or 3 minutes, I recommend not being involved. It can be very, very dicey. That's why here at Top Third, we tend to not use futures. We tend to use our options. Options give you a lot more flexibility and do not result in you getting stopped out of your protection just when you need it. So we may have some volatile moves tomorrow. I would not be surprised. I think that today's most disappointing news was the fact that around 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, the scheduled meeting for President Trump and President Xi, which had been planned to take place prior to March 1st, that looks like it's been kicked down the road a bit. And March 1st is important because that is the deadline where the new tariffs kick back in. So the market did not like that. We sold off. The general stock market sold off as well, too. So we'll see how that works out for the rest of the week. And again, we had some carryover sell-off with April hogs, lean hogs. Had been trying to carve out a bottom. It fell out of bed and made a new low for the move today. And we'll see if tomorrow's news can help us solidify a bottom so we can start working our way back here, not only in the grains, but also in the livestock, specifically in lean hogs. So that's about it. If you're looking for help, give us a call, 877-866-8343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. You can reach us online, too, at topthird.com. This is Chris Robinson in for Mark Gold. We'll be here first thing in the morning. Give us a holler.